Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Charlotte at the NWFA show, and I'm in the Mannington Mills space with Dan Natkin, who's the Senior Director of Residential Products. Dan, you doing okay?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good to see you.
You know, we talked a year ago about some victories you had related to some copyright violations, and I'm here again to talk to you about more legal issues. You gave a seminar this morning about regulations that the people in this business need to be aware of, right?
That's correct. We gave a nice roundtable discussion this morning that covered CARB, the Lacey Act, and a globally harmonized labeling system.
What makes you such the pivot person and expert on all these laws and regulations?
I'm far from the expert, but I do chair the Government Relations Committee for the NWFA, so I get my fingers into a lot of these kind of things.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about some of these regulations. I know that it had to do with CARB, Lacey, and also some packaging rules as well, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we talked about the changes from material safety data sheets to safety data sheets and all of the new rules that OSHA put in place in 2012.
Well, give us an update on some of the things that we talked about this morning.
So we spent the time with about 50 or 60 retailers, contractors, manufacturers this morning, first going over CARB and what is formaldehyde and what is CARB and what does that mean to you? And, you know, to the average retailer or contractor that believes it doesn't affect them, we tried to educate them as the fact that it will. The EPA now has in final review with the OMB a national formaldehyde standard that is going to regulate all wood-based products in the coming months.
Now, shouldn't we point out that formaldehyde is a natural element that's in almost all organic materials?
Absolutely. You know, you have a good night one night, head out to the bar, and you know, when you're feeling a little rough the next morning, that's formaldehyde actually being emanated from your liver. So, yeah, it's a naturally occurring compound found everywhere in nature. It's found in all kinds of different products, but become a hot topic in the last year.
As we all know, this is what the Lumber Liquidator 60 Minutes expose was on that's basically changed their whole market value. And the issue there was the level of formaldehyde that was used in the adhesive and how much it was emitting once it was installed, right?
That's correct. It really revolved around the way that the product was tested primarily and the emissions limits that the particular test facilities came up with.
So these people you were talking to this morning, what was it you were teaching them?
We were really teaching them about the basis of the law, what the law means and what the different limits mean and how to protect yourself. What are the things you should be asking for from your supplier? What kind of documentation do you need? What are some other types of substitute products you should look for? You know, should you be asking your supplier for something that has no added formaldehyde adhesives or has some other level of certification like the HPVA certification or GreenGuard or FloorScore or things like that that give you a higher level of certainty that the product is safe.
Now, what is the final chapter? We don't know yet on what's going on with this formaldehyde situation with Lumber Liquidators, do we?
They settled recently with the state of California, but it's definitely not the end. We know that there are other investigations going on with some other importers.
Let's talk about Lacey. Most people know that's named after a senator that wrote this law over 100 years ago. And at the time, he was talking about minimizing the harvest of exotic birds and things like that, right?
That's correct. The law as it originated was really to restrict the traffic of things like exotic birds and ivory and rhino horns and things like that. It was amended in 2008 to include any plant-based material, whether it's roots, seeds, bark, and so on. And in its original design, it was really designed around importation, but it covers interstate commerce as well. So it's not just importation. It really covers state-to-state commerce as well.
And Gibson Guitar, as we most of us know, got stung by this law, and also Lumber Liquidators has gotten in trouble with it as well, right?
That's correct. Lumber Liquidators recently settled a case with the Department of Justice in regards to the Lacey Act. It was the largest case that's been prosecuted to date.
And the whole thing that you were teaching this morning is talking about the custody and knowing exactly where what the origin is of the product you're selling, right?
That and the difficulty of doing so. Where are the hot spots in the world for illegal logging? Where are things a little bit more safe? But it's really to kind of paint the picture of what's going to happen over the next few years. There's a lot of people that believe that the landscape's going to change significantly in what the type of due diligence that you have to do to make sure that you are safely procuring material that does not violate the Lacey Act.
All right, this last topic, this globalized, tell me again.
Global harmonized labeling system. It was a change that went into place in the last couple of years to put the U.S. on par with some international standards around the way that we label products that could have a certain level of toxicity, chemicals, and so on, and also a move to make safety data sheets easier to read and have the information more pertinent up towards the top of the sheet itself.
So we basically go into a European system here?
It's more of a global system. It's being adopted all over the world, but it does align very well with the European system.
So the people who attended this, do you think they walked away thinking there's a lot of things they need to be more aware of?
I'll tell you what, I probably had 45 minutes of discussions after the roundtable this morning with different individuals that really want to learn more about it.
All right, Dan, it's great to be with you. Real quick, I guess, to talk about management's business, how's your hardwood business?
Hardwood business is good. We're off to another good year. I'm very much encouraged by that. You know, our business in total is growing. It's a great way to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Mannington.
That's right. Well, it's great to be with you, Dan. Again, we're talking to Dan Natkin, his Senior Director of Residential Products with Mannington Mills, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.